We want to celebrate his love for us this morning with communion. It's just such a joyous, glorious, holy thing that we do. And I'll tell you, church, we serve a righteous, holy God. And he in turn calls us to be a righteous, holy people. He placed Adam and Eve in the garden and he said, there's two trees here. There's a tree of life. If you eat of this, you're going to have life. You're going to live. But there's this other tree. Don't eat of that. Because the day you eat of that, you'll surely die. And we know the story. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they fell, and we fell. But here's the thing. Such was God's love for us that he made a way out. Today we celebrate the blood. Dina, can you put up that Leviticus 17 scripture? This is such an important scripture. You hear me say this all the time, but I don't think we can look at this, that we can think about this enough. Leviticus 17, God is laying out the laws for the nation of Israel that he wants them to follow. And in the midst of this, he'll say this. Not working? I didn't send it. Play like Leviticus 17 is up there on the screen, and let me read it to you. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you on the altar to make atonement. It's atonement for your souls. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. For it's the blood that makes atonement by the life. That word atonement, it's kafar in the Hebrew. In another tense, it's Kippur. That's where we get the word Yom Kippur. When you hear about that Jewish holiday, it's the Day of Atonement. And that word atonement, it means to cover. It means to cleanse. It means to forgive. It means to be merciful. It means to reconcile and to restore. Dina, did I give you the Leviticus 4 scripture? In Leviticus 4, again, God is laying out the law for the nation of Israel. And he's given them all these laws, and he says, I know you can't obey all these laws. So again, he gives them a way out. It's through the blood. I don't have all of this up there, but let me just I'm going to kind of hit the highlights in this passage, starting with verse 22. Here's what it'll say. When a leader sins, he realizes his guilt, he'll bring an offering. He'll bring a goat. He'll kill it in that place where they kill the burnt offering. And then the priest will take the blood of that goat and he'll smear it on the horns of the altar, and he'll pour that blood out at the base of the altar of burnt offering. So the priest will make atonement for his sin. Notice it's not the sinner that goes, it's the priest. The priest makes atonement for the sin, and he'll be forgiven. And then he says it again, this time it's for any of the common people. When they sin and they realize their guilt, they'll bring a goat. Again, take the blood, we'll smear it on the horns, pour it at the base of the altar. And it will be a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And the priest will make atonement for him. and he shall be forgiven. The priest is the intermediary that goes between us and God the Father. Fifteen hundred years later, Paul is writing in the book of Hebrews. And in Hebrews 4, here's what he will say. Do we have that one, Dina? Okay. We, church, we also have a great high priest. He's passed through the heavens. Jesus is the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. We do not have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted. He went through what we go through. And yet he's without sin. He's spotless. He's that perfect sacrifice. Let us then draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and that we might find grace in the time of need. I'm going to ask you to come forward now, get the bread and the wine, and then we'll celebrate communion here. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than someone lay down his life for his friends. Church, we have a great high priest who came in our place, who died for us when we should have died. He died. He took our place. And this is what we celebrate today, church. The body of Christ. Church of the Living God, your atonement, the blood of Christ. Jesus, how can we begin to thank you? You are our great high priest. The one who took our place. It should have been us that died. But in your love, you said, no, I'll go. I'll die. Words are not enough, but we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the blood. And we say, there is no greater love than yours.
Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness to us. And all God's people said...